This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 23rd. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said today that authorities have identified, quote, outside agitators causing problems at the mostly peaceful student protests at Columbia, NYU, and other schools in the city. CNN's Omar Jimenez is at Columbia, where students are camping out in tents on the lawn.
Really, the core purpose of it is to urge and push Columbia University to divest from corporations they say benefit from Israeli apartheid and genocide here. And this has really been the focal point of protests that we've seen emanate to places across the country.
Columbia President Minu Shafiq is under fire from faculty and students for calling in the New York Police Department to clear the encampment, even as she faces pressure from lawmakers and donors to do the same this week. But one person who identified herself as W said spirits in the encampment are high.
We are united in our cause. We are building community. We are eating together. We are keeping each other safe and warm. We are putting our principles into action. And we plan to continue to do so by being here every day until Columbia divests.
School officials have warned that the ongoing encampment is in violation of university rules, but have not given specifics on disciplinary actions. Other schools where similar protests have started include Yale, Harvard, MIT, and the University of Minnesota. The Senate is expected to vote on a foreign aid package later today or tomorrow. Lawmakers cleared the last procedural hurdle to tee up a final vote on the set of bills. The House passed the package over the weekend, which includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Republican and Democratic senators insisted House Speaker Mike Johnson should have acted sooner on aid for Ukraine. Other allies are stepping up to help Ukraine in the war against Russia. The UK announced a new military aid package for Ukraine that includes a fresh supply of long-range cruise missiles. The Department of Justice has reached a nearly $139 million settlement with more than 100 victims of disgraced former USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. It's over the FBI's initial failures in investigating a sexual assault case. More than 150 women and girls, including Olympic athletes, alleged Nassar sexually abused them under the guise of performing medical treatments. Nassar is serving a 175-year prison sentence. A scathing inspector general's report found senior officials in the FBI field office in Indianapolis failed to respond to the Nassar allegations, made numerous and fundamental errors when they did respond, and violated multiple FBI policies. At a campaign event in Tampa, Florida today, President Joe Biden put abortion in the spotlight. His team is seeking to leverage a restrictive abortion law that would ban most abortions in Florida after 6 weeks. Democrats hope voters who feel strongly about reproductive rights will put the state in play for them. The bill was passed last year and will go into effect May 1st, after Florida's Supreme Court recently overturned decades of state legal precedent that protected abortion through the second trimester of a pregnancy.
For 50 years, the court had recognized that women in America had a fundamental constitutional right, and then Trump took it away by the deal he made. Now, in America today, in 2024, women have fewer rights than their mothers and their grandmothers had because of Donald Trump. Look, I don't think we're going to let them get away with it, do you?
No! Coming up, bird flu under the microscope.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, welcome back. Researchers hoping to monitor the bird flu virus outbreak in U.S. cattle say the government's release of information has been painfully slow. On Sunday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it had publicly posted new data from its investigation into the outbreak, but the genetic sequences of the virus aren't there. This highly pathogenic avian influenza strain has decimated global bird populations and was first detected in cattle in Texas and Kansas last month. Experts are concerned that it's a step closer to becoming a virus that can spread efficiently in people. That does it for us. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.